Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 39th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I've said this over and over again. Whether you're on a church pew or a bar stool, no matter where, if you belong to him, he's going to get you. 1 Corinthians 15 says, they at his coming, but it will be at the judgment seat of Christ where there he selects for himself a bride. Again, this is a whole nother issue. We looked at the issue about being in the bride and all of this, but he would take that. Jesus is coming. We need to be prepared for his coming. He's going to take us back to the Father's house, to a place that he's prepared for us. And we know that is the New Jerusalem. It's a home prepared for the bride. We read about it in the book of the Revelation. He comes down and that's the home prepared for the bride. And while there's a 7-year tribulation period going on here on earth, we won't be here. We're going to be in heaven enjoying the wonders and the glories with Jesus Christ for 7 years. And then in Revelation chapter number 19, he comes out in the revelation and we follow him upon white horses. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. So there's so much more that's to it. But you see the beautiful picture of Isaac, of Rebecca, picture there, of a Jewish wedding, an analogy that even some of it still goes on today traditionally, that Jesus would do that for us as his bride. And I can't wait. I believe he could come today. Even so, come, O come, Lord Jesus. God brought them together. God puts us together. Talking about us and the Lord, Jesus Christ. We didn't come to him on our own. You realize that. We were introduced to Jesus by the Holy Spirit. The same way that Rebecca was introduced to Isaac by Eleazar. So many things here. That's why I wanted to spend a little bit of time showing that the importance of this chapter. It's more than just a story. No, there's real meaning in it that shows about not only Isaac's love for Rebecca and Rebecca's love for Isaac, but Christ's love for us. He paid that price. Remember what I talked about, that the young man had to pay a price for the bride? Jesus paid that price for us. And what was that price? His blood. What? Don't you know you've been bought with a price? We've been bought. The shed blood of Jesus Christ was shed upon our hearts. He paid that price of redemption for us. Then I got 3 or 4 minutes. So look in verse number 1, chapter number 25. That was the story of Rebecca and Isaac. Beautiful story. Well, look in verse number 1. And we'll look a little bit more deeper into this next week. Because in verse number 7, we see that Abraham died. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Abraham next week and his life. But notice in verse number 1, just to introduce the thought for next week. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. We kind of had a marriage last couple of Sunday nights. For a Bible study at 5 o'clock or Bible study hour. Last two Sunday nights, we've had a little, not so much seminar, but lessons on marriage and the home and all. And I mentioned, I gave an example about my dad. My mom passed away. And we never thought that he would get married. Never in our wildest dream we thought daddy would be single the rest of his life. Never thought he'd have interest in another woman. But he got lonely, unbeknownst to us. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure all the details, how long, and I don't remember now how long he'd been seeing this woman, but I'll never forget, it was on a Wednesday afternoon. And I shared this last week in the class that I received a phone call from a lady. I have a strange voice on the phone. And I said, hello? She said, hello, Clyde? And I said, no, this isn't Clyde. This is his son, Walt. And a strange silence was on the phone. And she didn't hang up. And I said, can I ask? I said, this son, I said, can I ask who's calling? And she said, this is Anderson. Just tell him Anderson's called. And I thought that was her name. Anderson was the city in which she lived. So it was a prayer meeting Wednesday night, and I saw Daddy, and we were going to Georgia to go hunting. It was in hunting season. I remember that. And just for prayer meeting, I said, "Dad, I got the strangest phone call today. A lady named Anderson called me." He said, "Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about her." And so on the way to Georgia, he told me about a wonderful lady he met. And I noticed he'd been gone on trips. You know, I didn't think that. He's single. He'd go and come a few days and come back. And it wasn't nothing about him, but he'd just take off, you know. And he told me about this wonderful woman named Mary. She was from Anderson, but her name was Mary. And I read that when Abraham took a wife, Daddy was lonely. Mom had passed away. And it's what we talked about in the class last week. Some men or some women, when they lose a spouse, they can handle that. They don't have to remarry. Some men and some women need that companionship. That lonely, they can't deal with the lonely. And I understand all that. I do. And that's what Daddy dealt with after years of Mama being gone. He finally remarried, and we were so happy for him. Daddy asked me when he told me he'd proposed to Mary, and she accepted. He said, "What do you think?" I said, Daddy, if it makes you happy, whatever makes you happy, I'm thrilled. And all the kids said, "Dad, that's what you were happy, you know." And we took her in like she was our mom and loved her and all that. I see Abraham, he had just lost a wife, Sarah. Perhaps he was lonely. And we see in verse number one, the introduction, and we'll get into that a little bit more next week. Then Abraham took a wife. Sarah had died. And what an awesome, godly woman Sarah was. And we looked at that about her death. The only woman in the whole Bible that it gives the age of her death. No other woman in the Bible has mentioned how old, you know, how old Eve was or any other lady in the Bible that died. You know how old Sarah was. Sarah was mentioned more times than anybody in the Bible, women, more than any other lady in the Bible. So Sarah's a godly woman. And a part of Abraham's life was missing. And I just said that I'm going to close with this. Be careful. Don't criticize people. And I know people who've done this, that when they've remarried because of a loss of a spouse or something, that they thought it was too soon or whatever reason. Don't be critical of people when they remarry, because some people just need that companionship and that love. And Abraham was that one of those that needed somebody to make his bed, needed somebody to cook his meals, needed somebody to clean up after him. I'm just being facetious, but you got the picture. He needed somebody close to him, and he chose for him a wife named Keturah. God said it's not good that man should be alone. And that's generally speaking, and again, I got to quit. And generally, it's not good for a man to be alone. Sometimes it's good for a man to be alone. Matter of fact, the proverb said, "I'd rather dwell in the desert, in the wilderness, than be in the house with a brawling woman. I'd rather be in the attic somewhere." You remember the couple of proverbs there about the women just... I shouldn't have said that. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for the day, for blessings of life, or for this beautiful picture we see of Isaac and Rebekah. Lord, we see that in us and you, or your son Jesus. Lord, one day he's coming for us. He'll take us home. Again, Lord, until that day comes, may we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let's prepare for worship. We'll look at Abraham next week.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.